We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome to another edition of Beaver Sports Talk, special edition Lima, Peru, the Pan American Games. Four women's basketball players from Oregon State University, both one present day player and three alums, are here participating in the games, and we are so thrilled to have all four of them with us here on Beaver Sports Talk, which, by the way, is brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients, Hum Kombucha. And by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver game day fun. Live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come to the game. Stay to play. And by Lacrosse Boots. Done right since 1897. Ron Callen with you live in Lima, Peru. And hey, I'm filling in for Mike Parker and John Warren. Thanks for letting us in for a week. They'll be back next week with another edition of Beaver Sports Talk, the podcast everybody listens to if you're part of Beaver Nation. I'm so thrilled to have Jamie Wisner here, Jamie Wisner Scott, who is not quite here yet, but I do have three players. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Allie Gibson.
Ruth Hamblin.
And Michaela Pivick.
Michaela Pivick, of course, the senior, who is a big part. This is a big year for her. And Michaela, before I ask you about your senior year, Allie Gibson and Ruth have both been seniors at Oregon State. Allie, what advice would you give Michaela regarding her senior season? Because that was a big one for you.
Yeah, I think just leading by your actions, obviously what you do on the court matters, and I feel like you're someone who no task is too small on the court or off the court, so I think you're doing a great job. Just continue on your senior year and enjoy it, because it'll go by quick, but enjoy every minute.
Ruth?
Yeah, it's definitely going for the just soak it in, because it's such a unique experience that you get to have, and to just this last year give it everything you got on the court and have fun every second of the way.
So, Michaela, your senior season's really already underway. I mean, school doesn't start till next month, late next month, but you have been so busy this summer and making the team, making Team USA. How thrilling is that for you?
It was an awesome opportunity. We got to the tryouts in late May and then found out I made a team, just kind of preparing for those training practice beforehand. And now that we're here, it's kind of a surreal experience getting put on the jersey and play with a lot of girls that I've played against growing up. So it's just amazing to be here and happy to see some other Beaver familiar faces out there too.
Well, you know, what do you know about Allie Gibson, of course, who's playing for Puerto Rico? What have you heard? I know you know her, but tell us your Allie Gibson thoughts, the kind of player she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard lots of stories growing up from ex-teammates. All good things. First thing that comes to mind when I hear Allie's name is humor and how funny she is. I know she's a great competitor, and she even came back, I think, my freshman year, and they're talking about this professional basketball player, and I was excited to see what she was like. She drove on me the first play and made it layup, so we know she's a great basketball player, too, in addition to her great personality.
All right, the Canadian Hammer, she's called. She's legendary all over North America. Ruth Hamblin, what about Ruth?
Ruth, I remember going to games and all the fans were like, Ruth. So that was fun. But I think I really started watching Oregon State my junior year, when Allie was her senior year, and then Ruth and her team going to the Final Four, making it all the way, beating Baylor. Following that journey from hearing about the tryouts of 50-year-olds coming to tryout when Scott first took over, to how the program's changed, and seeing the connections you make along the way. I know even though Ruth and Jamie weren't going to play with me, they made the effort to reach out and connect with me as a person. That meant a lot, and it shows kind of what this program values itself on.
You know, the whole thing about, you're in high school, you got to pick a college. Why, you know, why did you guys end up at Oregon State? And it's a long time ago for you, Allie. Not that long, but the longest of anyone here. What about that? What gave you that opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to OSU?
It was my last visit, and I came to Oregon State, and I just loved the community, fell in love with the big college town, and then meeting with Scott. You know, I think that was the selling point for most of us, just being able to be like, hey, we can turn something around and we can do something that nobody's ever done at Oregon State. And for me, I was just like, that's a competitiveness that I wanted to do and wanted to start a journey with him. And I'm so glad that it continues on today.
You're listening to the Beaver Sports Podcast from Lima, Peru at the Pan American Games. You might hear some of the flavor, the music in the background. We're at the international area of the village, the Athletes Village, and it's really a great melting pot of the world. And it must be exciting to be an athlete. I want to get to that with you, all three of you guys, and Jamie when she arrives. But Ruth, you're up in Houston, B.C. I know that Scott saw you like when you're in eighth or ninth grade or early on. What made you decide to go to the Willamette Valley in Corvallis?
Yeah, so it was super late. Scott didn't see me, I mean, until I was headed right into my senior year, and I really had no idea what was going on with the whole recruiting process. Just wanted to, you know, ride my horse and do those sorts of things. But, I mean, I just felt the vision that he had for the program, and I was really excited. I felt just a real authenticity from him, even just in our conversations over the phone, and I knew that it was a program that I wanted to be a part of and be a part of something special and kind of leave my stamp on, yeah, Oregon State.
Well, no doubt you did that in big style. Now Michaela, you're up at Linwood. Great athlete. A lot of people thought you might go to University of Washington, hometown, but you decided on Oregon State. What was the tipping point when you said, I'm going to OSU?
I think it was after my visit. I was kind of, I narrowed it down to three, and I was deciding between those last three. And after my visit, I really felt like the people I really enjoyed being around. I knew if I didn't enjoy being around those people, then I wouldn't enjoy my time as much as I could have. So I think the community and the teammates that I'd be playing with was the biggest selling point for me.
You know, guys, anytime any of you want to pop in with a question for another player or for me or for Trevor Kramer, our very talented sports information director, have at it. But you get out of Oregon State, and you've got one more year, Michaela, but Allie and Ruth, you made choices. Do I want to play pro basketball? Do I want to hang it up? Do I want to be a coach? Do I want to go into a different line of work? You both chose international basketball competition. How exciting has that been for you? Allie Gibson.
It's been very exciting. I think for Puerto Rico, for me, it was just an opportunity that I didn't see coming. I mean, I didn't even know I could play on Puerto Rico until Ruth and Jamie were playing on Canada. And me doing it for a long time now, just an aspect of the Olympics are next summer, and that's obviously a goal for everyone to try to go and do that. So I think that's why I've stayed with it in the long term. But I've loved my experience with it, and it's cool to really see all the countries and compete against them at the top level.
You remember back your freshman season when you made that debut against Stanford down in Maples Pavilion, and you kind of blew away Tara Vanderveer. She goes, who is this freshman, right? But what kind of basketball player are you now compared to those early days? I mean, how much better are you? Obviously, you're more experienced, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I learned a lot from those days, and I think I've gotten stronger, and I've gotten smarter on the court as well. Just being able to play against people who are older, a lot of international players are older, so they have to use their minds a lot more. So being able to play against them, I've gotten better, I think. I would hope that I've gotten better.
Before we started this podcast, you and Ruth are giving each other a bad time. You've played against each other a lot. Now, is Jamie a dirty player against you? Or?
The worst. No. I've only played against Jamie once, and that was 2 years ago. And Jamie's just competitive. Yeah, of course. She'll do whatever it takes to get the win and get the ball from you. I'm surprised we haven't laughed on the court yet, so that's a good thing.
We'll be looking for that tomorrow night, right?
Which countries have you guys traveled to for basketball?
So let's start with Allie. It's a pretty long list, I have a feeling.
Yeah, China, so Asia, a lot of South America, so like Panama, Cuba, Peru.
Belize?
Not Belize.
Costa Rica?
Nope. Argentina. Okay. Colombia. Dominican Republic. Puerto Rico. Canada.
Can you be an interpreter for someone like me who's bad in Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Yes.
So you really have gotten better with your Spanish.
I have gotten better understanding it, yes.
Now, Michaela asked about travel. What about you, Ruth?
Yeah.
How many countries?
I've been to like 20 for basketball, and so I have to keep a note in my phone because I forget all of them constantly. But I mean, I've been to like China, Japan, South Korea, France, Italy, Spain, Czech Republic, Turkey. I don't know, I've lost track, but yeah.
Well, was there one like, oh wow, I can't believe I'm here looking at this in a particular country?
I mean, each country has almost had its own little moment. I think Italy is kind of a big wow for me. Like, that was just so much fun getting to go with Oregon State and have that experience with my teammates that I cherish very fondly.
Beaver Sports Podcast is brought to you by Hum Kombucha. Visit Corvallis and Lacrosse Boots. Ron Callan in for John Warren and Mike Parker this week. And I'll tell you what, as I'm watching Michaela Pivic whisper something, what go ahead and ask. Whatever it is.
Oh, she was just asking why I didn't go to Italy.
Yeah. Oh. Too old.
We didn't have a foreign trip, so it was the year. I know, devastating it was.
You did go to Puerto Rico, and you went to Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah,
I didn't go to Puerto Rico.
Oh, you didn't?
No, that was
after you were gone. Okay.
Yes.
Puerto Vallarta.
Didn't get to go to my hometown of Puerto Rico to play. But yeah, Puerto Vallarta and Bahamas.
There
weren't that many incoming freshmen my senior year, so they like to do the international trip when you can really bring younger players in and get experience there.
So, Michaela, is one of your goals, you know, to see the world through basketball?
I'd love to be able to play basketball as long as possible, and kind of getting paid to travel and play basketball would probably be a cool profession.
So, Ruth and Allie, you've seen Michaela play a lot. What are her strengths on the court? What do you think of her as a basketball player?
I think she just brings this poise and strength to the court. I mean, she's just so fundamental, and the way that she can bully people in the paint and finish creatively, it's amazing. I really enjoy watching her play.
Allie?
I think her strengths are everything. I'm serious. I watched her play, and she's, I mean, obviously just a phenomenal player. Her baseline drive, I don't know how she makes some of those finishes. And she's a player you just can't take off the court. You'll see, you know, her come out and maybe the team goes down like 4 more points. So I just think that just having her on the court, whether it be leadership or the way she plays.
Michaela, what do you think of the coming freshmen this year when you've got Yelena Mitrovic, you've got Kennedy Brown and Taylor Jones? I don't know how much you've played with them or practiced. You've been on the road a lot, but what about that? And what do you think of the 2019-2020, your senior team?
I'm excited about it. I haven't got to see them play in person yet, like in practicing. I've seen film on them, but I'm excited about how bold they are. They seem like they're coming in ready to work, and I'm excited about that. We're going to have a great time in Italy after Peru. I'll have a week to practice all the team and get to see the freshmen firsthand. So it'll be kind of a cool experience to bring the team together and get us going that way.
You know, family is important, and I mean, all of you guys have dads and you know, members of the family who it's like a senior tour. I remember seeing, you know, Bruce and Janet Gibson in New Orleans and wherever we might go. And, of course, you know, your parents, the Hamblins.
And parents traveled everywhere. Heard Allie's parents traveled almost every game. Yeah. Frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
How important was the family side? Because, hey, it's Ruth Hamblin, but your parents, that's a long way, 10 hours north of Vancouver, B.C., up there in Houston.
I mean, it's huge just to have their support. And, I mean, they supported me all throughout my collegiate career. But to have them be able to come to so many games, especially my senior year, just meant so much to be able to play the game that you love and look up in the stands and see your parents just, like, so proud and cheering for the whole team. And, I mean, it literally became a family thing. I knew they weren't even just cheering for me in the end. Like, they fell in love with every single one of the girls on the team and would almost, like, be cheering louder, you know, if, like, Jamie hit a shot and whatnot, just because it's such a family.
You know, there's so many great players on your teams. Michaela, first with you. Who are some, as we have a Peruvian yellow jacket, and don't get stung, Michaela. That's your shooting hand. She reaches out to the bee. Bye. The show continues. We're having fun here in Lima, Peru, at the International Village, the Athletes Village. And how special is it to be involved in a world event like this, Michaela?
That's super cool. I never thought I'd be able to participate in something like this. Traveling 6-7 hours by plane. Coming to see athletes all around the world, representing Venezuela, Peru, Cayman Islands. We've been trading pins a lot, so I've got to see some of these new countries I hadn't even heard of before. But it's been a great experience, and I'm excited to finish it out strong.
You know, Trevor and I have been, we're kind of sad because so many people have wanted a pin of Oregon State. Aww. And we should have brought little beavers, right?
That would have been so good.
Next, the Olympics next year. That's the goal.
That would have been the favorite pin.
Jamie!
There she is! Oh,
Jamie!
My God!
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess who has finally arrived? We've got the entire quartet together. Jamie Weisner Scott joins us. She had a lot of points today, 12 points in Canada's big win over Paraguay. Build her up. But let's just say, hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm great. Just, you know, sprinted over here, but feeling good.
So the four of you together, it's finally happened here for the Beaver Sports Podcast. How cool is it to see two old teammates and to hang with the senior for the Beavs, Michaela Pivik?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's a testimony to the program of all the Beavs here and doing big things around the world. So it's cool to be here with them.
Allie Gibson, we were talking to her about you. She says you're kind of a dirty player sometimes.
Not at all. I don't know what she's talking about. She's the one who's slipped some dirty things in there. So some dirty elbows, pulls a jersey. I play aggressive, but I wouldn't call it dirty.
So I'm going to ask you some of the same questions. After you left Oregon State, you made your choice. You want to keep playing. Why did you do that? Were you just intent, hey, I want to play international basketball. I want to play whatever, WNBA or whatever. Is that just, were you just totally focused at that time?
Yeah, for sure. Especially leaving Oregon State, I still had the drive, you know, to win and just for the passion for basketball. And so WNBA was in my sights. And then after that, you know, play professional overseas. So
another yellow jacket is look out. So Jamie, Michaela Pivik is going to be a senior, and you went through a senior year, not a bad senior year at Oregon State. What advice would you give her as she heads into this final year? There's so many distractions, there's so much going on, and being one of the team leaders like all three of you guys were.
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of distractions. Just stay focused on the main goal and really, like, pull your team along. As a leader, you got to bring them along and, you know, really, I don't know, pull the wagon.
So what's it like to be back together with this trio? I mean, you trio together, talk about that. And they're all laughing because there's an inside joke there, folks, we can't talk about on the radio. Anyway, so Ruth, Talk about Jamie as a player, though. I mean, you played with her so much, and now you're still playing with her. You've probably played more games with Jamie Weisner than any other player. You know, think about it.
Yeah.
What's her strength, and what makes it so much fun to play with Jamie?
I mean, it's just her fire and her passion, and I mean, she's a great shooter, a great scorer. She just has that mentality, but she's just willing to do anything to win and to play the right way, and I think it's just inspiring to be able to play with her.
Allie, what about you? You played with Jamie, and obviously we're giving her a bad time by playing dirty, but let's talk about, you know, what made her so tough and so resilient and so successful?
She just always wants to win and will do anything to help you win. Obviously, her offense is amazing, and she can shut down whoever she wants to whenever she wants to do it. So knowing that she's always on the court with me, I always was, like, calm when I knew that she was on the court because we'd get stuff done, and I know that she would do anything she could.
You know, all four of you have had a lot of coaches throughout your basketball career. Let's focus on Scott Ruick, okay? What does he mean to you? How did he transform your game? Let's begin with you, Michaela.
I think he's done a great job of opening my eyes into the mental aspect and the X's and O's of the game. I think in high school you come in and you just think about, like, your own skills and how shooting or ball handling, but in terms of how you can manipulate defenses to set your teammates up for success or read defenses, know how to play better defense as a team versus just trying to stop somebody one-on-one. I think seeing the X's and O's and developing me as a player, because they've done a lot of skill work with the guards in the post, and seeing my skills as well as the mental side of the game improve has been the biggest things for me.
Jamie Weisner, Scott, what about you and Scott Ruick?
Yeah, he's definitely probably the best coach I ever had, and now playing pro, like, I always look back and like, wow, Scott would do it way different. But definitely my favorite thing about him is just how hard he prepares, and I know he spends hours watching film and is ready for everything, and he knows every player we're defending inside and out and knows their weaknesses, and just the scouting preparation is crazy, and so knowing that, it's like you want to work hard for him because you know he's working hard for you. So that's a big thing.
Jamie, I don't know if he gets any sleep before a big game. What do you think, Ruth?
No, I definitely would remember, like, going driving by the BC, or even if I was in there shooting at night, I'd just see the light on in his office, and like, he's always in there whether it's morning or evening. Like, he's the most dedicated coach I would say out there, and it's so inspiring. Like Jamie said, it just makes you want to go play hard for him because he's sold out for us. So I feel like the team every night on the floor is sold out for him.
And Allie Gibson, he just turned 50. How about that?
I know, the big 5-0. I feel like he was 25 when I started. Half century.
You were with him when, you know, there had been no NCAA tournaments. There was just a struggle for respectability, right? I mean, what's it like to see it now?
It's amazing. I love watching the games now and just watching the same system and what he's changed, you know, bringing new players in. And I love it. I take pride in it. And it's cool to see them succeed.
All right. Final thing. A message from all four of you to the people of Beaver Nation, to friends you may want to just say hi to in Corvallis as we hear the music in the background here at the International Stage, the Athletes Village, the Pan Am Games. Let's start with you, Michaela.
Beaver Nation, we miss you. We know you're supporting us from far away, but we're excited for this next season, and we hope you can follow us every step of the way of the journey.
It's going to be a fun journey. Jamie?
Thank you, Beaver Nation, for the continued support. I know you guys always have my back through the ups and downs, and go Beavs.
Ruth?
Jamie just stole every word out of my mouth, but yeah, thank you, Beaver Nation, for continuing to stick with me, even though we're not there at Oregon State. Just, I feel like they've had my back every step of the way as I've continued to venture out in the world, and it just means the world to me.
Your accent is one of my favorites, the Canadian accent. Can you just do a little more Canadian as you can, just a little about and all that?
It's got to come natural, Ron. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not natural. No way, but...
Yeah, but I got nothing.
Right. Allie?
You don't like my Puerto Rican accent?
Well, I want to hear it, yeah.
No, just kidding. Thank you, Beaver Nation, for staying with me as well. And I enjoyed my time there, and it's always great to come back. And I love you. Go Beavs.
Guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Stick around. We're going to take a couple of pictures of the four of you together. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Next week, Mike Parker and John Warren return. Until then, we will say what from Lima?
Go Beavs!
All right. Thank you, everybody.
I was going to say adios, too.
Look, let's do it again. Ready?
Adios!
Beaver Nation!
Thanks, guys.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.